Hello, this is Legardo.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Candyman. Handyman?
Oh, yes. This is him.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Flash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And I'm sure that you've used Google, right, once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Right, right.
Okay, so I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it does. It does, actually. Before I, before you go too far, I might have something that might or might not make a difference. I'm going to be doing a DVA tomorrow. I have an appointment to go ahead and get the application and everything, but there's not much of a process. It's just not much in process at all, but my daughter's sick right now. Otherwise, I would have already been over there to do it. But I want to do a DBA because the Candyman Handyman kind of leans me towards people see that name and they kind of lean towards Handyman Services. But in actuality, my company is a paint company. I just was new to starting a business at the time of that naming. That's what I went with.
Makes sense. Okay. Got it.
So, yes. my paint company is going to be On the Wall Painting, assuming that that is an available name, which I don't think it is unavailable.
On the Wall Painting?
On the Wall Painting, right.
Okay, and you're going to get that tomorrow, assuming. Okay, and that's fine. So the reason we were calling today is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category.
Right.
So we'll be calling through the area today, speaking with the painters there. If we were to program you in to appear in that open position there, they block out that space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offers the same services. So that way you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be an option for people at that moment that they're ready. You know, the moment that they perform that search, you'll be there to catch
it. Right, I've done it several times for all kinds of different things. Yeah, absolutely. I get 100% what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. And a couple of questions. When did you establish the name The Candyman Handyman in the beginning?
So it's my brother passed away like a while back, about over 10 years ago, but his last name, they used to call him Candyman because of his last name, so I kind of did it as
like a legacy,
for him,
right? A tribute?
Yeah, something like that, and it felt like right at the time, but it's cool. Yeah, I like it. I love my brother, but from a professional standpoint, it doesn't feel very professional to me.
Right,
especially
being a painter. Right. Yeah, you're right.
It's
gotta be
misleading.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't want that because I have gotten people expecting handyman services and I'm like, I can, but I don't really want to. I would rather paint because that's my chosen profession. It's been for 20 years, So I would rather go with what I know best and how to accomplish the fastest and most efficient,
Right, and they're going to know on the wall painting is a painter. Is it just you, or are you and a helper, or a partner?
No, I have me. I have a couple crews. I'm actually looking into taking over Park City Painting. It's my friend Scott, who started with Scott Simon's Painting, and originally is what it was Scott Simon's Painting, which is now Park City Painting. I don't know why I said that twice, but that's what I am going to be taking over. But in the meantime, to establish myself some capital, some professional skills, some business skills, things of that nature, I've chosen to start under, I obviously have to have a license to take that anyways, so I've just started to do my thing with guidance from him.
Understood. Okay. And yeah. I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lugardo.
Lugardo?
Yep.
Lugardo, it's nice to meet you. And so thank you. I appreciate that. And you see value in all of this, right? Being found on Google?
Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I Google things all the time to find people for like my fireplace clean out or like anything, you know. And I even Google like, well, I had mitigation happening in my house last year. I Googled the people who were here doing the mitigation and I'm like, wow, your reviews are pretty much what I'm seeing right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. And that's exactly
So I understand. Yeah.
Right. Okay, perfect. Well, for that position, Lugardo, that we have available there today, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're a 5 out of 5-star rated company, and the good news is if you're adding that DBA in, you can qualify for a promotion that they're running right now, and it's just a reduced rate that they have for newer companies. So I'm grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I'll get you that pricing right now. And then, Lugardo, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we can make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Yeah, assuming, it's pretty easy. People just Google you anyways, even if you don't pay for something, right? I mean, people just Google you and be like, hey, look at this guy. I mean, you get a rating whether you want it or not, right?
If they know your name, right? So like you said, the mitigation guys that were already in your house, you knew their names. So you could look them up and see their reviews. But if you were searching for something like fireplace clean out or mold mitigation near me, for example, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's a handful that will fit there, and 90% of the time, the user they don't need to go past the first page, right? There's a long enough list there where they can make a phone call or two, and they've got their guy, so they usually, the search will start and stop on that first page, and that's where we would list you, is on that first page in your area. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'm grabbing John, my regional manager for the area, to apply the rate reduction, and then that way if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this